Good morning to
Blog
all of
Talk
our
Radio.
Good morning to all of our listeners. Welcome to Fire Fridays, 15 Minutes of Fire. You have tuned in to Unleash the Fire Ministries, and I am your host, the visionary and founder of Unleash the Fire Ministries, Minister April Young. And this morning, we will be discussing the topic of intimacy with Christ. Intimacy can be defined as the convergence of two hearts coming into rhythm so that there is only one sound. The convergence of two hearts coming into rhythm so that there is only one sound. The first scripture we want to look at is Romans 11:11 and 11:13. And it reads, "And do this, knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." The 13th verse says, "Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy." So I want to encourage you this morning to let you know that a revolution of intimacy is coming. And know it is a lifestyle that many of us desire, but in order to obtain it, we need to learn to surrender to Christ and to worship Him. Just like the disciple John, the beloved, we all need to lean our head on the Master's chest and embrace Him. Surrender all. Become a broken vessel in the Master's hands. Live a transparent and honest life. And that is what that 13th verse is saying. Let us walk properly as in the day. That is to live a transparent and honest life, because that is what the world is looking for. He's looking for people that are real. And going back to the 11th verse, it says, now it is high time. It is time people got to be awakened. In fact, it is high time. How many of you realize that it is possible to have a life of intimacy and still be spiritually asleep when we should be awake? Yes, it is possible to have a lifestyle of intimacy, and yet we are still spiritually asleep. We can find that just by looking in Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 36 through 46, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He took with him John and the other disciples, Peter and James. And he said to them, I want you to watch while I pray. Verse 38 says, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. And three times he told them to watch and pray. But yet John, as well as Peter and James, was asleep. John, the beloved disciple who leaned his head on the Master's chest, was one of the ones who was spiritually asleep. And I'm here to encourage you this morning to let you know that we need to be awakened out of our sleep and walk as authentic followers of Christ. Because when we are awakened, then all of our senses are alert and working, and we are attentive and ready to respond. God's original design, His original intent, was for all of us to be carriers of His presence. And today, He is looking for vessels whom He can breathe into once again. And as we look at the lifestyle of intimacy, I want to share with you some principles that are drawn from the book of Genesis. I want to address the subject as seen in the life of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, where they walked and talked with the Lord, hearing and seeing Him, being where He was, not hiding, but fellowshipping and relating to Him. Turn with me, if you will, to Genesis, the second chapter. Let's begin at verse 7. It says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. This is what intimacy looks like. It is being filled with the breath of God and then in turn exhaling onto others that breath of life that we have received from our Heavenly Father. Yes, it is being filled with the breath of God and then exhaling that onto others, that same breath of life that we have received from our Heavenly Father. And we know this is exactly what Jesus did as well. If we look in John, the 20th chapter, verse 22. John, the 20th chapter, verse 22. And it simply reads, "And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit." As Adam received the breath of life, so we also become living beings. As the breath of life comes to us through the Holy Spirit. And now we become carriers of the presence of God as imparters of life. And then when we are filled with that breath of God, it affects us and life begins to flow through us as we relate to God. And this intimacy is birthed out of relationship. It is birthed out of fellowship, both to God and to one another. And we know with Adam and Eve, when they were in that garden of Eden, they were stripped. They were naked. They were hiding nothing. They weren't hiding behind anything. They were open and honest and vulnerable to God. They were not ashamed. Starting with the third chapter of Genesis, basically the verses 1 through 3. You know, but what I want to draw your attention to is that around about the seventh verse, we see that it says, "The eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering." Now, previously, Adam and Eve, like I said, had been open and honest and naked. They were unashamed. The serpent came in and he deceived Eve with telling her to eat of this fruit. And he caused her to have doubt. You know, he says, you know, you're not going to die if you eat this fruit, if you eat this tree. And so, you know, Eve, she saw the tree was good. She saw that the food was pleasant to her eyes. And she ate the fruit, then she gave to her husband, and that is when their eyes became opened, and that's when they realized that they had been naked. And Adam and Eve, they hid themselves in fear, creating a barrier to intimacy. And so instead of running to God like they used to do, now they found themselves running away from God. They found themselves hiding in his presence. It says they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. The eighth verse, "And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." Verse 9, "And when the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' The tenth verse says, Adam says, 'I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.' And he said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?' And then the man said, 'The woman you gave to me, she gave me the tree, and I ate.' And the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this that you have done?' And the woman said, 'The serpent deceived me.'" Four questions were asked. Where are you? This is an invitation to intimacy. Who told you you were naked? In other words, who is the source of your information? Who is the source of your knowledge and your life? The third question was, did you eat of the tree? And we have a choice, honesty or deceit or rebellion. It's your choice. We can be honest or we can be deceitful and rebellious. And the fourth question he asked is, what have you done? We have to take personal responsibility. Blame shifting is not the answer. Every question that God asks is an invitation to intimacy and communion. And we saw he asked four questions. Where are you? Who told you? Have you eaten? And what have you done? Isaiah, the first chapter, verse 18 says, come and let us reason together. This is an invitation, people of God, to come out from the leaves we hide behind into honest and transparent dialogue. God desires intimacy with us. He initiates it. We can come out of hiding. Where are you? Remember, God was walking towards Adam and Eve, but yet they heard him. And because they realized they were transparent, that they were naked, they ran and they hid from him. Where are you? These questions are for the purpose of coming back to where we were walking with God in intimacy and where he wants us to walk with him. He wants us to talk with him. Can you imagine Adam and Eve, the God that they had known, and as a result of their disobedience, they experienced an instantaneous barrier to their intimacy. And walls instantly shot up. And we're going to continue this message next week on our topic of intimacy with Christ, as this is the only, we only have 15 minutes. And so I just wanted to give you a brief blurb of what we'll be discussing next week. But I encourage you to tune in to us next Friday morning at 6:30 a.m. And you can also at unleashthefireministries.org. Again, our website is unleashthefireministries.org. That's UNLEASHFIREMINISTS.org. UnleashTheFireMinistries.org. And we encourage you to worship with us at 1750 West 103rd Street at Labors for Christ Ministries. I do hope and pray that you enjoyed this brief broadcast this morning. And we do look forward to speaking with you at 6:30 a.m. as we continue our topic of intimacy with Christ. Intimacy with Christ.